Okay, it's called meeting to order. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Yes, we're
Terry
and Greg. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Public comment. This period is devoted to comments to the general public about items on the agenda. No discussions, no actions, or votes may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded opportunity to speak on the individual public hearings items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council majority vote. Any public comments? None? Okay, we'll move along. Approval of the minutes for April 11th.
I've read my copy of them, and I move that we approve them.
And I second it.
I guess all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone object?
I would like to ask Megan or Electra, has an amendment been done to the agenda to include the March minutes? Can we vote on that tonight?
No, there was a little bit of a confusion there. I'll talk to that. There's a little confusion on that.
All right. Just thought, being we approved April, we could maybe approve March.
Well, it wasn't agendized, so no, we can't do that tonight. But we'll talk about it.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Approval of the agenda for May 9th and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do we want to do any of that?
Well, we can't combine one item.
Since we only have one.
Well, we got the informational items next page before we get to the zoning. Did we get a motion to approve the agenda yet?
Let's do that.
Huh? We did?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, let's.
All right.
Let's do that.
Okay, I'll move. I'm not getting good reception from that end now.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as is.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have a report from the Sandy Valley Fire Department?
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Wasn't here last month, decided to go visit some grandkids instead. But for the month of March, we did end up with 8 medical calls, 1 motor vehicle accident, 1 getting flown out, and then on the fire side, we ended up with 1 fire. This last month for April, 4 medical, 2 fires. Short of that, that's actually been pretty long. So it might not sound that way, but kind of schedule these and, look at the next hour.
Yeah. But not a dinner, so.
No Sundays.
I mean, I really don't have a whole lot to report past that. If anyone's got anything for me. Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We have a report from Metro.
Hi, my name's Sergeant Seed. I took over for Sergeant Lee Berry, who transferred out to a different area. So I'll be out here for a bit in your fabulous little town and good friends and everything else. It's been lots of fun. Anything, any questions or anything I can answer for anybody? We're good? Thank you.
Thanks.
Sure. Yep. Receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. You want that one?
Nothing.
Okay. We have a report from Parks and Recs.
Yeah, Sean Robinson, Parks and Recs. We have a movie in the park. It's Moana on May 20th. Show up at 7:30. Movie starts at 8. We're doing a movie field trip on May 27th. Have to be signed up by May 26th. $25. They can only take 9 people to town. Yoga class for women, 7 p.m. here, May 26th. And if anybody's interested in having their pressure cooker valve tested, 8:30 to 11, May 23rd, which is a Tuesday from here.
Got that? How about a report from the Clark County Administrative Service?
Okay, so I don't have a lot of updates, unfortunately. On the road, Sandy Valley Road, well, I'll start with 161 in case any of you didn't see. I try to post updates on Facebook, on the Sandy Valley Facebook page for things that are going on. So they are resurfacing, they are doing a chip seal on 161, and that's NDOT, it's not county. There's some confusion about that. That's a state highway, so NDOT takes care of 161. And that is supposed to go all week, 8 through the 11th. So that's what's going on there. If you have to go that way, leave a little extra time because they're doing pilot car operation. And then, so in Sandy Valley Road, we are still working with BLM to work out additional ownership or rights to that road. And the patch truck was out today, so they should have patched up, hopefully, all of the potholes. I didn't go to town today, so I didn't see, but I was told by a couple people that a bunch of them were filled today, so.
Yep.
So that's good. And if you ever see potholes, I mean, I drive it most days, so I try to call them when I see them. If you see some, you can let me know, or you can call them in, and they usually come out the next day. Peace Park improvements, we are still working on the design for that. I had no idea that a splash pad and a well and stuff were so complicated as far as piping, and it is crazy, and down to the type of material that's used for the little valves and stuff. So there's a lot of engineering going on with that. The design is approved, like what you guys all saw a few months ago. So now we're doing the nitty gritty, the not so fun part. So we're working on that. And I reached out, luckily last week, I met the director of construction for Terrible's, and because they're doing a project in Indian Springs, just like they're doing one in Gene. And so I met the actual guy that I need information from. So I reached out to him yesterday and asked him to give us an update on what's going on with the site here, because I told him, it sure looks like nothing's happening. And he said, which I know, is that just because we're not seeing anything doesn't mean stuff's going on. They're doing studies. They're having to deal with the water district about water rights. All sorts of, there's all the engineering stuff that's going on right now. So they are definitely committed to the project. It's just we're at the point where it's the stuff that we don't see. So he did not give me a specific update on this project, but hopefully, I told him I'm going to contact him once a month for our coming meetings and he knows. So hopefully we'll get some more on that for next month. And the PFC, the UC-198-17 that was heard last month, PFC, the shooting range that's off of Sandy Valley Road that you can see off in the distance, that one was approved by the Planning Commission last week. And that's it, unless there's any questions for me. All right.
Thank you, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next item, the planning and zoning for Nopal, zone change. First application for review to reclassify 4.6 acres from RU, rural open land, zone 2, C2, general commercial zone. Use permit for Watchman's manufactured home. Waivers for development standards for the following. Number one, eliminate or reduce screening and landscape buffer requirements, and two, full off-site improvements, partial paving, curb, gutter, sidewalk, and streetlights along Popco Street. The design review for gardening and greenhouse facilities, generally located at the east side of Popco Street, 350 feet north of Nickel Avenue within Sandy Valley.
All right, and before they get started on this, we don't see a lot of these out here. We don't see a whole lot of zone changes. So let me just explain what's going on. I'm not gonna talk about their project specifically, just what this is. When someone does a zone change,
it's Tuesday.
So when someone does a zone change, especially a non-conforming zone change like this one was, if they get approval, they get approval pending them doing what they say they're going to do. So if someone's going to do a zone change and want to build a building, they have to build that building to get the zoning, or else it reverts back to the previous zoning. So what we're doing, what's happening here is they were given a date and said you have to get things done by this date. And so they're coming back now to report on what they've gotten done. In some cases, it's completely done, which I think is the case here. In some other cases, they may need 2 years, they may need 5 years. It depends on the project. There's projects on the strip that have been continued for many, many years. So that's what we're doing here. I just want to clarify, if you got a postcard in the mail, it can be very confusing, I understand that. So just some clarification. Take it away.
Okay, Kay Swanger, S-W-A-N-G-E-R, speaking on behalf of the managing members of Nopal Springs who are in the audience. So the non-conforming zone change was voted on and approved by the county commissioners in June of 2014, and there were three conditions that were established that had to be satisfied within a three-year period. And we are here to report that we have satisfied all three of those conditions within the time frame. We were expected to satisfy those conditions by June of 2017, so we're 1 month ahead. We had Dwyer Engineering commissioned to do the drainage study, and that was submitted and received by the Department of Public Works in March of 2015. In conjunction with that, we also signed a restricted covenant. And the restrictive covenant is the document whereby we agree that if at some point in the future the county improves Papago, adds sewers, puts up street lights, and puts in sidewalks and gutters on other areas of the street, we will be required to pay for our section. So we did sign that document, we agreed to that, and it was submitted also in March of 2017. And the final condition that we were asked to satisfy was to ensure that we had screening on the fence along the front of Papago. The condition did not indicate what the screening material must be. So after quite a bit of conversation, we agreed, since it was a rural area, an appropriate screening would be shrubbery and bushes. And so we planted a large number of shrubbery and bushes along the front fence, and that was submitted to the Department of Comprehensive Planning, and they accepted that as our screening material. So we have satisfied all of the conditions that were established, And we'll be able to go in front of the commissioners next Wednesday and report to them the same thing.
Thank you. Wow. It does look very nice over there.
Thank you.
I have a question. Yes, what kind of shrubbery, just out of curiosity, did you end up
having Texas privets?
Yeah, so originally, yeah, we have Texas privets in front of the screens, in front of the fence right now. We have put in oleanders, but we learned that oleanders are not a friend of local horses, and they also do not last the winter in Sandy Valley. So we made the investment, put the oleanders in. They failed us for two seasons, and this year we've invested again. And Brad planted privets all along the front fence. So they will grow up into a nice shrub and they'll be green all year round. So we think that's a great thing for the road and the frontage.
Looks very nice.
Okay,
okay,
thank you. Great. Do I have to ask for a vote or do you?
I just wanted to comment that all the years that we've been on the board here that we have always waived the requirements for sidewalks, curbs, and street lights.
Yes. We don't need them.
Yeah, we agree.
We agree. We
agree.
We
agree.
So for your vote tonight, if you choose to approve it, it is approval with, you could ask them to have to come back, which I don't know why you want to, but you could do that. Or you could approve it with removing the time limit, which is what staff has recommended, which means that they don't have to come back anymore because they've done what they needed to do.
Want to do that, just to?
Yeah, just to approve it with what Megan said.
Remove the time limit.
Removing the time limit.
Everybody in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
But you can come back any time.
Okay.
So my understanding then is if we approve this, that will then become a commercial property?
Correct. It will have commercial zoning.
Yeah, so.
But any other use other than what they are doing would require a use permit. So it's not like McDonald's can suddenly build a building there. They would have to come through and get the right. I know. No. Yeah, commercial zoning, they got for their project. So anything else would need approval through this, through here and through the Board of County Commissioners.
And what I'm wondering is, what's the difference between a house for the guard to live in and a regular house?
It's non-residential. It's for security purposes.
Yeah, but I mean, normally the county wants, whenever you do some improvement on a property, they want you to put a residence on it.
There's already a current residence on the property, so what we had to do was add
another a building,
a security watchman's house.
Right, because it's commercial, it's not supposed to have a house. So you can't call it a residence because it's a commercial property. So it's a way to have a residence there, to have someone to be able to be on site to keep an eye on things.
Some say tomato.
Some say tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just want to know, does that mean it doesn't have a bathroom or a kitchen? Or
no,
you know,
it doesn't.
It's just called.
It's still a guest. Yeah, it's okay. Someone could live there. Yeah.
So there's two residents on the property?
Well, it's not.
No, there's a residence.
No, one is a security building,
right.
And one is a residence.
The county prescribes the terminology.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes we have to call things weird.
Yes.
We will, of course.
Well, no,
they don't.
Nothing with the cameras.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you?
Yay or nay, George?
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Can I doze back off now?
All right.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's move on to comments by the general public. A period devoted for comments to the general public in matters relevant to the board and council's jurisdiction within will be held. Any comments?
When was the last time a zone change was done out here?
We did a zone change. Was Family Dollar after you guys or before?
After.
It was after. So that one, but that one has expired. So there has been one since then, but then no others.
Okay.
Is
comment time or is it?
Yes,
comment. Okay, all right. So all of the above. All right, Christine Brown, leader of the Santa Valley 4-H Club. I just wanted to let you guys know that in June, we are holding the very first countywide, kind of slash regional demonstration contest right here in Sandy Valley in June on the 10th. We have three awesome judges, Assemblyman James Oscarson, a County Commissioner Susan Breger, and Assistant Fire Chief of Clark County, Larry Hayview. And I'm inviting kids from Pahrump, from Laughlin, even though Pahrump's not part of our county, all of Las Vegas, Mesquite, to come out and give presentations, which is basically teaching them how to speak in public. It's a pretty big deal because if it goes well, then we will be the established area for this type of thing, which would be nice for our community. So what I'm basically asking of you guys is to just come and support the kids. Just come and watch them. We need an audience. And
what day is this on, Christy?
It's Saturday. It's June 10th. And we have several organizations already helping us out. We're going to have a free dinner for everybody who comes.
What time does it start?
It's from 5 to 9, and it'll be at Keystone. So I'm going to put flyers up, but I just want to let you guys know. And if our next meeting is before June 10th, I don't know if it is or not. I'll say it again.
No, it's not.
June 30th.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Anyone else?
Can I at this time recommend a comment about something that goes on within the community as far as the question of...
This is public comment, so you can say what you
want. Do I need to stand up? I just have a question for you guys. We've had some problems in our area with sound. People have parties that are like a long ways away and we can hear it. And I'm just wondering where we stand on something like that.
It was call and let us come out, and more likely we'll probably go there and tell them to turn it down.
Right.
And then if we get called back again, and it's going to be up to whoever calls to sign a complaint. If you don't want to sign a complaint,
right,
then we're probably not going to do anything.
Right.
You know.
I was just wondering if there's anything within the community that we can kind of, I mean, I put on Facebook, I said Lorenz or anything, you know, that to try to be courteous, but I'm just wondering if there's something we can do to let people know that sound does carry, and even though you could be a mile away, sometimes people still hear what's going on here.
Oh, I hear it a mile.
I know.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean,
yeah.
I'm here
exactly.
Usually from Chicken at my house.
Exactly.
But,
I don't know if there was something maybe that we could put something out there just to be courteous. I mean, or you know what?
You can put it in the paper, I guess, or that's whatever it is.
You know, because I don't want to get, I mean, I'm not saying people can't have fun and have their whatever they want to do at their home. It's just, it's sometimes maybe they don't realize it. You know, when you have a band at your house, a lot of people can hear it.
Okay, I have a question for you. Is this something after 10 o'clock at night?
It
doesn't matter what time it is. It's a 20. There's no time frame in Clark County because everybody works all their hours, sure enough. So it could be 8 o'clock in the morning, it can be noon. If the music is carrying more than that thing, I'd have to reread it. I wrote it take about years, but I think it's 75 feet away.
Wow,
being here 75 feet away, it's technically
wow. That seems so short.
And that's so far, a car, house, anything. You can hear the music.
It's pretty far.
Six houses within that 75 feet.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, mean, out here, if I come out here and stay here at 75, I'm probably not going to really care because your houses are too loud.
Well, the other thing is, if you're in just that wrong spot, that right alley, that just shoots right there. Because, I mean, I've heard people's conversations a bit like 2 miles away. I can hear exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
I was there, you're there.
But I mean, it was an instance where this was a, bands are playing, and I can hear this guy drone karaoke going, and it's like 10 o'clock at night, and it's like, really?
So you live in that general area where there are a lot of hardest for these people, and that general area, I love hardest. You know, I'm not saying anything more than that, but, you know.
Right.
They have mariachi, they have, yeah, karaoke. They look out there and say, you can't sing better than that. But you can always think about having some environmental planning, though, too. If you are in one of those spots where you're getting a lot of noise in different directions or from one direction, maybe put some trees up the direction it's coming to see the trees will catch the sound and kind of dampen the sound a little bit.
There's a lot of trees that between me and them. Unfortunately,
it carries out here. Yeah, it does.
Brad, you got some extra trees.
Yeah. Tree service.
Lots of greenhouses.
So it's really, really alarming goes about.
I mean, I don't want to get people in trouble, but I think the courtesy is to understand that there are people that are, if you're trying to
speak. They need to invite you. They need to invite you.
Well, I don't know. It's not a valid party. You know,
have you spoken with them? I mean, when it's
go over and talk to
them on a normal, like, day.
I'm not going to go to a party at 10 o'clock at night when
that's not
going to do a karaoke.
They may not be aware of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be a good point.
So that's always
Well, that's why I put it like generally on rants and raves, and we should put it out there generally. Not on white fingers of people, and
sure,
you know, because you don't want to create a
problem. They know they're aware. They are aware of it. They know. Like I say, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
You need someone to call and complain, and that's building a silent complaint against them.
Well, you don't want to.
And sometimes you run into that issue where the people don't, they want to call and remain anonymous. Like, there's really not a whole lot we're going to do.
Yeah.
We'll still maybe run by there and say, keep it down, but then so we leave and then half hour later they drive right back up.
Okay.
Is it something that they do every night?
It's fairly often.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of weekends.
I got a piece of property over on
Well, I know I can hear the people doing the Mexican rodeo, and I mean, sometimes they go till 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I just went and bought a fan and put it in my room, and it drowns everything out.
There you go.
And they get pretty loud.
And we're right next to them.
Yeah. And I just bought a fan and put it in my room, so it drowns out all the sound.
I play my TV all day, I don't hear anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they get
it. All right, let's move on. Is there any other comments? Anything else we want to discuss? Okay, I guess we'll move on.
Yeah, we got a pancake breakfast at the Senior Center on the 20th from 8:30 to 10.
8 to 10.
Or 8 to 10. I always get it back to 8:30. Coffee and donuts on the 15th at the Senior Center. Everybody's invited. You don't have to be a senior to eat.
Okay, anyone else?
One more. Keystone is having the first of several play day series this Saturday. And the little red trailer, the chuck wagon will be open for breakfast and lunch. Mark and I are serving. So come on out and eat. And watch the horses.
Anyone else? Nobody else? Okay, the next thing on here is the next meeting will be on June 13th, 2017. Is we want to go to adjournment?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Christine, you could go home with me.
Can I jump over?
Probably.
Yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, coming back, can we get up to that?
I jumped over.
No, higher.
Yeah, going up.
Okay.
Yes.
Just here, really going forward.
Watch.
Our system is
Thank you, George. Good meeting. Okay. Alright. You know, we still gotta come out. I still gotta come out and see what we can do to bolt your dryer down. So I haven't
I think I'm balancing the loads better or something. It hasn't walked in quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know, again, if it gets out of balance, it does walk.
It does walk. Yeah, mine does at the house too. Also, the design like an angel.
You still want this going? She still want this going? You still want that going?